This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President Donald Trump and his companies agreed to pay nearly $1.4 million to end a long-running labor suit over the building where Trump Tower now stands, according to documents unsealed after a magazine story about Trump's use of allegedly unauthorized workers on the project. Congressional Budget Office has announced that the Senate Republican tax bill would hurt workers earning less than $30,000 per year while delivering benefits to the highest earners throughout the next decade. Commercial banks in the U.S. in 2016 generated $157 billion in profits, highest level ever, according to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The Outer Space Treaty and International Agreement declares that the moon and other celestial bodies shall be used by all state parties to the treaty exclusively for peaceful purposes. Salvador Nasarraya, a former sportscaster representing a left-wing alliance, has taken an early lead over incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez in elections in Honduras in an important surprise thus far. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence is calling on two internet service providers to disable websites that sell materials and tools to create homemade or so-called ghost guns. In Australia, such guns have become a significant problem, accounting for 10 to 20% of illegal weapons seized there. 64% of seniors were registered to vote in the 2016 election, and 56 report actually having voted. James O'Keefe's Veritas so-called project enlisted a woman who tried to scam the Washington Post into believing the false claim that she had been impregnated by Judge Roy Moore from Alabama. But the reporters were able to suss out the fact that she was lying and later observed her going into the Project Veritas headquarters. Kroger has begun fining its suppliers $500 for every order that is more than 2 days late to any of its 42 warehouses, and Walmart is charging its suppliers monthly fines of 3% of the value of the delivery if it does not arrive exactly on time. Wells Fargo overcharged clients in its foreign exchange operations in more than 88% of the contracts on exchanges, leading to the termination of four bankers and yet another investigation by federal prosecutors. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.